Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you talk to someone like you, I feel like my childhood is back and I feel like all these wonderful memories come. I feel like I grew up with you almost in my home, and it just feels like I'm welcoming a friend on my show.
Well, thank you. Yes. You know, it is that kind of feeling where, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be around long enough that, you know, it's like you equate it to music. You know, there's that time in your life where a song hits you and you have a happy memory. And, you know, that's kind of like when you've been around long enough, it kind of does the same kind of thing, right? It's like you hope that at some point in people's lives you brought that one moment or something of happiness and that they experience it whenever they think of you.
Absolutely. And I think you do that. And I think sort of you transcend a lot of different genres and areas. Like, everyone is happy to see you. Like, I don't see any negativity around you, which is great. And a question that I have in my mind is, is that something conscious you did? Because, you know, a lot of times you'll see celebrities in the tabloids or you'll be followed or blah, blah, blah. But I mean, unless there's some controversy that we don't know about and you want to share with us right here, you know, if you want to do some breaking news, I'll get it to TMZ lickety split. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I'm just saying, like, was that something like conscious you did?
It wasn't conscious. I mean, I think that basically as the years went along, you know, people always thought of me as Carlton, right? So because of that character, people thought that this is who he is. This is the guy. And for so long, all I wanted people to do was to go, no, that's his character. This is the actual guy. So I've actually just become myself. And so through the years, people realize, I guess, you know, that I wasn't putting on airs. I wasn't trying to do anything. I'm just being me. And finally, people are getting to know the real Alfonso, because the real Alfonso doesn't get in trouble. There's no reason to go out. I mean, I've got a wonderful family. I've got four amazing kids, and like, I love being with them. So the person that people are getting to know, especially since America's Funniest Home Videos and Dancing with the Stars and beyond, is really the real Alfonso. So it's kind of nice to actually have people go, oh, that's you. We're going to compliment you on you, not on this character we think you are.
You know, that's such a brilliant answer. And I hate doing this because I honestly, I'm not going to make this about me, but I have to share this with you because I feel like it relates. Okay. But here, let me just share this. Have a moment here. So, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm on the air, blah, 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 whatever I do here in Connecticut. But every day I see other people doing things and I say to myself, I'm going to wake up mysterious today. I'm going to try to be that, you know, sexy, or I'm going to do a selfie that's going to knock everyone's socks off, and I'm going to do something and people are going to talk about me, and I'm going to try to change my image. And I open my mouth. I wake up with my mouth shut and in my head thinking how I'm going to have like a mysterious dark day and everyone's going to wonder about me. To me, just, I feel like I'm a dog, like a puppy dog. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, there's no secrets here. There's nothing there. I'm not mysterious. And I feel like what you just did is so authentic, and I'm not calling you a dog or a puppy or anything. I'm just saying,
I got you.
You know what I'm saying, right? Like, I'm just saying, like it is what it is, and I can't, there's no pretense, and it like, there's no way I could be on the air here and then be different off the air, because I've tried and it just doesn't work, and it's caught me sometimes.
Well, the reality I always say is, no matter how great an actor you are, the real person is always going to come through. And you see it so often when you see, you know, celebrities have meltdowns and celebrities have, you know, blow-ups and all these things. It's like, that's the real person, right? That's the real person coming through. And the image that you think of them is not that person. And so what the real you will always make its way into the public's eye, no matter what you do, no matter how good actor you are. So isn't it easier just to be you and be okay with that? Isn't that the goal of life, right? Is to live a life being yourself, being happy being yourself, finding a way to dive into who you are and be you, right? And be okay with that. I mean, we try to teach that to our kids. We try to teach that to family members. And, you know, so many people fight it, like as if, you know, I want to hang out with the cool kids, so I'm going to act like this. No, just be you. Be who you are, and you will be cool.
You know what? That's perfect. And, you know, and I feel bad for some of the younger people in Hollywood, which, you know, you started at a young age as well. But some of the younger people with the direction they got, which sometimes you see some of those heartbreaking stories because they just had, you know, not the best support system around them. And it's nice to see as they get older, them finding themselves and saying exactly what you're saying a little later in the game. But it's beautiful to see that revelation. And then you feel almost bad that you were like, oh, I loved that when you did that when you were a kid. And then to know what was going on behind the scenes sort of breaks your heart a little bit. But I didn't mean to take this conversation. We'll do this on my other, you know, self-help line conversation another day. Now we're talking about, but I mean, I'm such a huge fan of yours, so I have to cram this in 7 minutes. Go. Here we go.
Right.
Oh, my God. I love America's Funniest Home Videos. I've been watching that forever. You do a wonderful job. Talk about a relief from the headlines, right?
Well, you know, look, we are in a time where, and really we're always in this time. It's just a different story, different headline, you know, depending on when it is, right? But we're dealing with the reality of a hard time in all of our lives, and we need to laugh. We need to laugh at other people. We need to laugh at ourselves. We just need to laugh. And, you know, I'm a supporter of all people that bring comedy into people's lives. And AFV happens to be one that's been doing it for 31 seasons. And I'm lucky enough to be doing this now for the sixth season. And we love making people laugh and making people happy. And I think that our show does that every Sunday night for a lot of America that tune in. And we're lucky to have them continue. You know, we only get the information, we get our product from America. America sends us their videos, and the fact that we are a mirror to America and the silliness and the fun and the ridiculousness that we all kind of do in our daily lives, we are a reflection of that, and it's wonderful to be able to give the audience, you know, a funny look at themselves.
Well, there's a new episode of America's Funniest Videos, America's Funniest Home Videos, this Sunday on ABC, and you can catch it on Hulu as well, streaming services. My last question is, how was it? I mean, I understand getting the videos in because that's easy. We all learned how to make videos during the pandemic, right? But doing the show again, how was that on set? Like, you used to have an audience, and so what was that like?
Well, we don't have the audience, but what we do now is we have a Zoom audience. So just like the NBA did when they were in the bubble, we have an audience. We've got three monitors, three big old, you know, set pieces that are monitors, and they have, you know, people in their own homes actually watching us and connecting with us as we're filming, as an audience would. So the feel is still there. The vibe is still there. Yes, I'm the only one on set doing it, but I think the product has remained the same. It's remained to be fun and connected to that audience reaction.
Well, it has been a true pleasure to speak with you. I could talk to you for hours to come, but I know you're busy. You're doing this tour here today. So thank you. I wish you nothing but more happiness and success and health. And hello to your family. Hope everybody's doing okay during this pandemic, as we're seeing a little bit of light at the end of this tunnel, hopefully. So thank you for all the laughter and joy you've brought to us. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.